From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Brittany in Winnipeg, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. Welcome to Fix My Life. What is going on with you?
Hi. How do I handle false accusations towards me?
Brittany, you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I reside in a transitional house with 10 occupants where occasional conflicts arise. Recently, I faced false accusations from another tenant regarding issues with her labeling belongings and notes in the kitchen. It's absurd because I am visually impaired, meaning I can't even see labels or notes. Moreover, I had just returned from a week-long hospital stay following laparoscopic kidney surgery. Wow. When this conflict emerged, I am perplexed by the situation and unsure how to address it. Considering my circumstances, ignoring her might be the best course of action. So you got accused of stealing something?
No, I got accused of having problems with her labeling stuff in the kitchen, which is ridiculous. Like, I'm completely blind. So like, I'm not sure how that is.
She thinks that you shouldn't be asking someone or others in the home to label things?
No, I have no idea. That's the whole thing. I have no idea what's going on.
So is she upset? Like, does she think that you don't want her to label things? Like, you have a problem with her labeling things? Is that the accusation?
Yes, I believe that's it.
Oh.
She's under the impression that you, who are blind, have a problem with her labeling things in the kitchen. That somehow seems like normal to her.
Yes, and that's ridiculous because she knows I can't see anything. I don't even have light deception.
Okay, so you are completely blind.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But she knows this, though.
Yes, she knows this, which is absurd. Like,
does she think that you're faking it? Like how people think Stevie Wonder's faking it?
Yeah, well, sometimes people think I'm faking it because I'm not confident and stuff. And I just recently lost my eyesight in 2020.
Oh, okay. How'd you lose your eyesight?
I had two strokes when I was 29.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and there was two blood clots in my brain, so which that caused the blindness.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Brittany. But this really does sound like the biggest problem you have.
Uh-huh.
So let's try and fix that.
Do you have conversations with other people in the home about this individual? Like, does this individual have beef with, like, everyone or just with you?
Most people. She has beef with most people.
Yeah. Brittany, do you rely on anything? Because I'm just trying to wonder maybe why she would believe that you even feel this way. Do you, without sight, do you rely on things to help you out? Like, is there any sort of braille? Is there any sort of way for you to identify things in the kitchen? Or are you just sort of on your own? Because I'm wondering if maybe she thinks that you find her labeling confusing.
No, well, I'm learning braille at the moment, so I'm not too sure why she would think that I would have a problem with her labels, so... Maybe she's just trying to start drama. I'm not too sure.
Here's what I think you should do, okay, is I think that you should, if she does confront you in any way, first of all, just let it go, okay? Just let it go. It means nothing to you in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're far better without having this conflict. If she does bring it up, you should look at her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Follow her voice. Do your best to try and make eye contact to really freak her out. Right? Okay.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And then you should say to her, honey, I'm blind. Why would I care about your labels? Also, you have terrible handwriting.
Oh. I'll throw her off completely. I wouldn't know what to say after that.
That's what I think you should do, Brittany.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Scare the hell out of her.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then also tell her she has ugly shoes.
Oh, damn. And then say, by the way, can you help me up the stairs? I can't see.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And then if she calls you a bitch or tells you to shut up, start looking around the room and put your hands out and go, "Mother, is that you?"
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
Damn, Brittany. You wanted options. Those are some great options.
You got lots of ammo, Brittany. You're going to be just fine. Okay, love.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So much. All right. Love you, okay. Brittany. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Dennis, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm great.
What's going on with you? Why are you here?
Going through a divorce sucks.
Dennis, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. My wife and I recently got separated, are in the process of divorce. It pains me so deeply that she would rather run away than even try to resolve our conflict and salvage our relationship. I still love her, but also have many other feelings towards her. How am I supposed to treat her? Do I treat her like the trash that she made me feel like? Ooh. Or do I give her the respect that she was not able to give me? Also, if I wanted to treat her like garbage, what could I do to sabotage her?
Oh my God, wow. Dennis. So what happened in the relationship? How long have you guys been married?
Oh, we were married for just a year and a half.
Okay. Year and a half. Any kids?
No.
Okay. What was the cause of the separation leading to divorce? What happened?
We had a bit of a conflict, and she didn't really talk to me after that.
Okay, but like, did somebody cheat?
No, there's no cheating, no abuse, no lying or anything like that. Just we had a bit of an argument, didn't see eye to eye.
Okay. Was it like about like the future, like having kids, not having kids, that kind of stuff?
It was kind of a culmination of a bunch of things.
Okay.
Had you been arguing about this kind of stuff before getting married?
No.
Okay. So it all happened after you got married, and there's like absolutely no way that the two of you were able to work things out before going down this road?
I think there was, but she didn't see the way that I did.
Okay, so she wasn't into trying to fix things.
So, okay, so you don't have any kids. No. What's the, as far as the regular divorce type things go, like, do you own a house together? Like, is it going to be something where there's a lot of lawyers involved, or can you guys work this out with yourselves? How's that looking?
So we're going to try and do it as easy as possible, hopefully by ourselves or using mediator, but we're going to try and keep lawyers and courts out of it.
Okay.
And are you still living in the same home together?
No, we're not. She made me leave.
She what?
She what?
Made me leave.
She made you leave.
So where are you living now?
So I'm living back with my mother.
So you're wondering what, like how you treat her during all of this? I think that you need to understand what's happening, which is, you know, your marriage is ending and that's no fun. And, you know, you want to do stuff out of spite and you want to sort of treat her the way she made you feel and all this other stuff. But you got a process that you have to get through right now, which is, you know, mediation and figuring out the logistics of actually ending a relationship legally, which is a total pain in the ass. And so what I would say is just kind of keep your head down, go through this process. I don't get the sense that she wants to reconcile with you. Mm-mm. You don't have any kids. I think that what you need to start looking at is a future without her. Once you guys get divorced, you're not going to be friends anymore. Okay. You're not going to still be in her life. You're not going to check up with her. You're not going to do any of those things.
This guaranteed she's not going to do the same thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to come to terms, Dennis, that this is the end.
Yeah.
And no sabotage, no treating her like crap, anything like that, because that'll bite you in the ass during this whole divorce process, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it over as easy as possible, but it's very difficult, you know?
Yeah, just be a grown-up. You want to know how to act? Just act like a grown-up and see your way through this, and then understand that, you know, this isn't about her not trying to salvage what was salvageable and all. All of that is over. You are way past that now, way past all of that. Way, and there's still hurt feelings, and the only thing that fixes that is time, and that's really what you need.
Yeah, that's right here.
Okay, brother.
Yep.
Okay, man.
Yeah. Take care. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on Kiss.
Adam, hello. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
Welcome to Fix My Life. What in your life needs fixing, bro?
I have cheating ex-PTSD.
Oh, wow. You wrote, it says, hey, Razumoka, fix my life. I'm currently experiencing a struggle due to the hurt my ex caused by cheating on me. I've recently been getting to know someone else, but I find myself constantly worried that something bad will happen again. This fear has led me to stop talking to this new person. Do you think I made a mistake, or should I continue to distance myself from her?
How long after you broke up with your ex did you meet this person?
I want to probably say about 6 months.
Okay. Why'd your ex cheat?
Honestly, good question. I have no idea.
So when you asked her, what would she say?
So, like, there was, for an example, there was one time I asked her to, come to my family Thanksgiving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out that she said no, so she's going to spend it with her family. And then I find out a week later that she actually hung out with her ex-boyfriend.
Okay, these are all instances of the cheating, but why did she cheat?
I'm honestly wondering that too.
Okay.
So, like, did you guys have any problems in the relationship? Were there issues that you had been dealing with at all?
Well, we fought a little bit, but it wasn't like too major of a fight. Like, it was just like, fighting over, like, oh, what are we doing today? Or, like, are we hanging out today? Type thing like that. But, like, other than that, I didn't see
any
issues.
Like, small stuff? Really? Damn.
Yeah, so, it was just small things.
Oftentimes when you've been cheated on and then you're hesitant to go into another relationship because you're worried that person's going to cheat on you, that is usually a result of either you being blamed for the cheating or you blaming yourself for the reason they cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's your hang up, not to do with the ex. You sort of take that, you know, was I the reason she cheated, and am I going to be the reason I get cheated on again?
Yeah, that's probably what's going through my head right now.
Right.
What's the relationship like with this new girl? Like, is everything great? Like, no problems?
Yeah, everything was fine. We went on a couple dates and everything like that.
Yeah.
And we laughed. Like, every time we're together, we laugh, we let loose, we just be ourselves and everything. But then the thought starts coming back to my head, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to happen again. So,
what thoughts? What thoughts come into your head?
The fact that she's just going to meet someone else and then go
because
behind
why?
My back
because
again.
Why? Because why? Because why? You're blaming yourself for something.
I don't know. Maybe I love too much and I give too much, and maybe that's kind of pushing
people away. Why do you think, you in your head, whether it's true or not, you're blaming yourself for this, and it's because of something you feel that you do, and you feel that maybe you're doing it again.
I honestly have no idea. Like, I try to see them as much as possible.
Yeah.
But then there is days where I'm kind of, like, annoyed at it, and I kind of just want my inner peace and kind of be myself. So maybe that's kind of why.
Do you feel that you're ready for a relationship right now?
I don't think you are, man.
I totally agree. I don't think I am either. So
why,
like,
the hell you mess with this new girl who's probably super nice and, like, wants to be with you, and you push her away? When you say to her, like, or when you start, as you said to us, distancing yourself from her, she obviously notices. I'm sure she asks questions. What do you tell her about why you're being so distant or why you can't see each other?
I just tell her that I'm kind of busy with, like, my family and everything like that.
Okay. So your non sort of committal stance, and you're not willing to fully open up to her, and you're making excuses to be distant and not see her, you know what that's going to lead to, right?
Yeah.
What's it going to lead to?
Me not being with her and then her going behind my back again.
No, not her going behind your back, dude. That's not going behind your back.
You're not ready for a relationship, then tell her that.
Because if you start engaging with somebody and then you do all those things where you start acting super weird and she feels that you're making excuses not to see her, she doesn't know what the hell's going on. She's gonna go look for somebody who cares.
That's true. Yeah,
you need to grow up, man.
It's not behind your back when you're the one who isn't present.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think you're ready to be in a relationship right now, bro.
Yeah, you're totally right.
But listen, you just take some time, but you got to stop blaming people for your reluctance.
Yeah.
All right, Adam.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, dude.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
You too. I'll go. With.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.